What do you think you want today, Lila? What do you want from the market?
Going to the farmer's market is one of Happy Davis's favorite things to do with her two-year-old daughter, Lila. They spend what Davis refers to as their mother-daughter time, scoping out fresh, colorful produce.
Oh, look at these tomatoes.
Then they decide which fruit and veggies to take home, which pretty much always includes at least one of Lila's favorites.
What do you want? Strawberries. I usually end up buying her berries with it because that's what she likes to eat, and they're not always on the affordable list, you know? So it's nice.
What Davis means when she says she'll use it to buy Lila berries is a check she gets from Butte County's Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children. WIC, as the program is often called, gets funds from the USDA for these checks, which add up to $20 per year that a family can shop with at the farmer's market. But last month, things changed a bit in Butte County, and the yearly checks aren't the only ones now accepted widely at the farmers' markets. A statewide pilot program is being expanded that allows WIC participants to use vouchers called fruit and vegetable checks from their monthly food package to buy farmers' market produce.
They can select to use these fruit and vegetable vouchers at their grocery store like they always have, or now at the farmers' market.
That's Butte County WIC program manager Vimlan Van Deen. She said in 2013, 2 in 5 Butte County infants and children under the age of 5 participated in the WIC program, meaning monthly access to farmers markets could be a big nutritional boost for a chunk of the county's most vulnerable. Not only could it possibly open up a closer place for a participant to shop for fruits and vegetables, but farmers market produce is often particularly rich in nutrients, a factor Van Deen said is especially important for the WIC demographic, which encompasses 3 nutritionally critical stages of life.
Pregnancy, infancy, childhood, combined with the low-income challenges that people have. That's why I am so excited about the Farmers Market program, because it brings the two of them together and we can really help this vulnerable population.
In the past, only a few farmers at one farmer's market in Butte County accepted fruit and vegetable checks, mostly because processing the checks was difficult for farmers. Natalie Carter, general manager for the Chico Certified Farmers Market, said with the new expanded program, it's the market's management that processes the checks, which has led to higher participation.
Having transitioned into this option for us to have all of our markets do it and to be able to streamline the process for our farmers, we've already seen an increase in the redemption of the FEC checks at the markets, and we're expecting even more.
According to the California Department of Public Health's website, since 2010, more than 55 farmers markets in California have been authorized to accept WIC fruit and vegetable checks. For now, Butte County is the only of those to be authorized in the North State.
What? Yeah, they cut it. So we could see how yummy it was inside.
For North State Public Radio News, I'm Sarah Bohannon.